Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
Is the Captain's America Third Watch. Coming to you live from Tampa. Call in now and talk to Captain Matt toll-free, 877-969-8600.
I'm your captain.
He's on the air, taking on enemies foreign and domestic, and uniting Americans to the cause of liberty.
We will rally the world to this cause by our efforts, by our courage. We will not tire, we will not falter, and we will not fail.
Good morning, America. Hello, world, and welcome to the Wednesday morning edition of the Captain's America Third Watch. I'm your host, retired fire rescue captain Matt Russo. Tomorrow's news tonight as we broadcast from my Salem Media Group, Tampa, Florida flagship station to great radio stations all across America and around the world, too, via the internet and the satellite. And, of course, a special shout out goes out, as always, to our active duty military, veterans, EMS, firefighters, and let's not forget the police as well in there. Plus, we also like to talk about the 9/11 dispatchers. 911 dispatchers, the Customs and Border Patrol, the security officers, the U.S. Coast Guard, and all those helping in the coronavirus effort to keep all of us free and safe. Now, don't forget, everybody that's out there working on the Third Watch right now, regardless of what you're doing or where you're doing it, and the over-the-road truck drivers. Certainly, we appreciate all of you out there. And let's not forget, also, you can follow us on Facebook, the Captain's America Third Watch Facebook page. We're also on MeWe, Gab, Parler, and Getter the same way. And you can find us on Twitter at Captain's America. And don't forget to check out our website either, the Captain's America Third Watch.com. Simply, the Captain's America Third Watch.com. And joining us right now from California, where I think it's colder there than it is where I'm at here in Tampa, which is kind of unusual because we've been getting some chilly weather. We still got some chilly weather tonight, but it's Kyle Warren, the professor of politics. Hey, Kyle.
Right, thank you, Captain. Hello, everybody.
Yep, they're out on the porch, but guess what? There they go. It's 53 degrees. Well, now, let's see. Nope, 53 degrees, sorry, still 53. I thought I saw the thing change, but it didn't do that. 53 degrees and cloudy here, and it's been raining pretty much all day long. It's really been a miserable, damp, deltry type of day. How about you?
Well, actually, it was fairly warm, but it's cooling down tonight, and we're expecting another Santa Ana wind event over the next day or so.
Wow.
Yeah, it's going to start getting windy again.
Okay, well, let's say the pledge. Are you ready?
Absolutely.
I pledge allegiance. To the flag. Of the United States.
Of America.
And to the Republic. For which it stands. One nation.
Under God.
Indivisible with liberty and justice for all. And we emphasize those two words, ladies and gentlemen, under God, because this great country of ours was founded on Judeo-Christian values. Well, Kyle, a good friend of ours, Wayne Allen Root, who I haven't talked to in a little while, but I probably will, he apparently remembered something that you and I spent almost a week talking about, and we've talked about it on and off for the better part of a year. And what it is we are in a civil war. How many times have we mentioned that, and that this is a war of good versus evil? How many?
Oh, many, many times.
Yeah, dozens of times, right?
Yeah.
Well, all of a sudden, out of the clear blue sky, Wayne Allen Root writes an article, and it's entitled, "We Are in a Civil War. It's a War of Good versus Evil, and Democrats are the Confederate South." Well, he added that. We never said that, and I wouldn't say that. But here's what he had to say. He says, "I have good news and I have bad news. The bad news is this is evil. Look around. What Democrats believe in is not politics as usual. It's not liberalism. It's not progressivism. It's not even socialism. It's pure evil. It's the kind of evil we use to fight wars over. It's a combination of communism, fascism, Nazism, and the slavery of the Confederate South. Now, we said all of that except for the slavery of the Confederate South, right?
Right, right.
So I'll go on. Yes, Democrats are the new Confederates. First, before I define the evil that Democrats represent, let me start with an explanation. Understand I'm not talking about today's American South. I love the South. If it wasn't for the patriots and conservatives of the southern states today, we wouldn't have a Republican Party. We wouldn't have lower taxes, prosperity, plentiful jobs, economic freedom, or capitalism. We wouldn't be America. God bless the southern states. You are my heroes. Well, what this is all about, Kyle, and what he fails to mention that we've talked about many times, is the culture war is what's going on here. The battle for the soul of America.
Well, certainly. It's the battle for what kind of America are we going to be living in? What's the kind of America that we are going to stand for? What does it mean across the rest of the world? And it's a very, very deep division that is going on. But, you know, the notion that America would compromise its real values, it would compromise its real leadership, is really unthinkable.
Now, before I go on, I want to acknowledge a sad story here. The second police officer who was involved in the shooting in Harlem a week ago died last night. And I hate to see this with these police officers being ambushed the way they were. Disturbance in the house, and they go to the bedroom in the rear, the door's closed, and all of a sudden they get fired upon, both of them get gunned down. One of them died on the spot, the other one just died last night. This is horrible, and we've got to stop this nonsense. We really do. And if the police officers have to go in with a damn SWAT team every time they go in to make sure that they don't have incidents like this, I'm all for it. But damn it, they don't understand. Maybe they do understand, these people that do this, that they're going after the best of the best, the people that are there to help them, not hurt them, help them. And we've got this attitude amongst some of the bad guys and girls that are out there that they just don't care.
Well, right. Officer William Mora was 27 years old, Captain. Can you believe that?
I can believe that.
It's
such a shame. All right, hold that thought. Folks, we're coming back with more on the Captain's America Third Watch. Don't go anywhere. We shall return.
The Captain's America Third Watch with Captain Matt Bruce. Between 2 and 6 a.m. Eastern Time. It's source material for the early shows.
Why a shotgun? Why a shotgun?
It's a fact. The best time to prepare for bad times is during good times. When you know a big storm is coming, you prepare in advance. Same goes for our future. Things seem calm right now, so it's the perfect time to prepare for the next big crisis or disaster. That's why you should stock up on emergency food from MyPatriotSupply.com. We're America's largest preparedness company, with millions of happy, well-prepared customers. Our food kits stay fresh for up to 25 years. They're an insurance policy you can eat. When you need it, it'll be there. Shop dozens of food storage kits now at MyPatriotSupply.com. Our kits give you an abundance of food, totaling over 2,000 calories a day. Every family member in America needs one of these kits. So go to MyPatriotSupply.com and grab a few. That's MyPatriotSupply.com. Do it before the peanut butter hits the fan again. MyPatriotSupply.com.
G'day, I'm Jamel that works with Dr. Joel Wallach and the GCN team with Youngevity at TeamG'day.com. By becoming an associate, you provide income for you and your family on your own hours while working from home. So contact me, Jamel, by filling in the contact box at TeamG'day.com and I will get back to you personally and provide all the support you need to get started and build your Youngevity business. TeamG'day.com. TeamG'day.com.
You don't sit behind a desk every day to earn a living. You're out and about making it happen. And sometimes you get a little bit behind on your paperwork, you know, like bookkeeping and paying your taxes. It's easy to get behind on paying your taxes. It happens to the best of us. And you know what happens next. The big bad IRS comes knocking on your door. And when that happens, you need to call the good old boys at the Tax Doctor. Let them do what they do best. Deal and negotiate with the IRS so you pay the lowest you can in back taxes that the law allows. We are a 100% U.S.-based company, and we've saved our clients millions over the years in back taxes. If you owe $10,000 or more in back taxes, call my friends right now at the Tax Doctor and learn more.
800-932-5140. 800-932-5140. 800-932-5140. That's 800-932-5140.
Are you curious about what might be missing from your diet and supplement choices? Take a free health assessment to identify your possible nutrient deficiencies. As a certified holistic health coach, I will help you assess and prioritize a supplement program based on Dr. Wallach's recommendations. Call Linda at 833-VITAL-90. That number to call is 833-848-2590. That's 833-VITAL-90.
Stop aging now. Restore those joints. Boost your strength. Because it's official. NutriMedical has released the most exciting, powerful anti-aging supplement on the market. Dr. Bill Deagle's Red Deer Velvet DR has been approved by the U.S. Patent Office. Imagine stem cell rejuvenation all in one capsule without huge expense. Dr. Bill MD discovered that as an unborn baby grows in the mother's womb, he or she does not deteriorate or physically age. Red Deer Velvet DR, like the uterus, provides 300 biomolecules and 6 hormones protected in one special DR capsule that delivers lipid packages directly into your circulation. This patented technology bypasses the stomach and is released into the small bowel unaltered by digestive enzymes and stomach acid. Remember, Red Deer Velvet DR. Improve endurance, stimulate your immune system, increase learning ability, and even improve sexual libido with Red Deer Velvet DR. Click NutriMedical.com. That's NutriMedical.com. Or call toll-free 888-212-8871 and get on the road to a newer, rejuvenated, happier you.
This is Kyle Warren, the professor of politics, and you're tuned in to the fastest growing overnight radio program in America, The Captain's America. Third Watch with host Captain Matt Bruce. Call us at 1-877-969-8600 or send us a direct message. Go to thecaptainsamericathirdwatch.com. That's thecaptainsamericathirdwatch.com. Take it away, Captain.
Thank you very much, Kyle. I will take it right away. By the way, got some great news from MyPillow.com. Mike Lindell and Dawn, his administrative assistant. This little special that they've been having, that they were going to have for just a few days, it's gone over so well, they're going to continue it for the rest of the month. So guess what? Those 50% off and 67% off and 75% off specials that they've added to the list, they're all going to be available at MyPillow.com on the Radio Listener Specials page. Okay? That's the Radio Listener Specials page. You go over there, and it's specifically for the people that are listening to the radio and listening to these ads that we're doing. Okay? Go over there, MyPillow.com. Click on the Radio Listener Specials page. It'll open up, and you always need a promo code. The promo code will be CAPTAIN. Very simple. Promo code is CAPTAIN for anything you want to buy. Now, you can also call them up on the phone at 800-641-5459. That's 800-641-5459. So, MyPillow.com, go to the Radio Listener Specials page. Promo code will be CAPTAIN. Phone number is 800-641-5459. And happy shopping. And boy, I'll tell you what. Now we save the money, Kyle.
That's exactly right.
So yeah, now you can get your slippers.
Well, that's right, because they've extended this great
for the whole month. Absolutely. The rest of the month.
That's right.
Yep, they've been doing so well. They said, well, the heck with it. We'll just do it for the month. So there you go. All right.
And promo code CAPTAIN.
Yep. Yep. And that gets you the discount. Well, you know, Joe Biden and Kamala Harris woke up Monday morning to more bad news ahead of the midterms in 2022 and, of course, the 2024 election. Now, there's a bit of a surprise and a switcherooner in there because Nancy Pelosi, at the ripe young age of 81, now says she's running again for Congress. And to that, I say, I can't believe it because she's done. She's over the hill. Finished.
Well, it would be perhaps extraordinary, too, if she would continue to be the party leader, even if she was reelected. But, you know, Captain, I think at least at this point, if she were to announce that she was not running, it would certainly be taken as a white flag in the sense that the Democrats are going to get a shellacking, it would seem, in the 2022 election. So at some point, it may change. But yeah, it does seem a little bit like, you know, there's trying to, you know, milk this thing a little too far.
They had another congressional representative yesterday making it 29, not going to run for re-election.
Right. Yeah, because the handwriting is on the wall mm-hmm. on this. And, you know, it's only January, almost February, but, you know, could the Democrats do something to really turn this around? Maybe. But I think they're really going to rely more on COVID issues, you know, scaring people a little bit more, and whatever might be happening or brewing regarding Ukraine.
Now, for starters, as it relates to the upcoming November election, Joe Biden's support has dropped to a new low, and this is a Democratic Party poll. To 39%. That's a 6% drop from where he was in their November poll. And even more concerning for Democrats than that is where his support is dropping the most, with independents and suburban voters, a majority of who believe that not only was Donald Trump a better president than Joe Biden, but who also say they're likely to be voting for Republican candidates in the midterms.
Right. This is very significant, especially what you just said about Donald Trump. You know, whatever people thought about Donald Trump, whatever it was, they understand and they see, because the proof's in the pudding about what America was like.
The record is there. The numbers are there. And Joe Biden can't even come closer when he says, well, I've created more jobs. I've done this. I've done that. No, he hasn't. No, he hasn't.
No. No, that's just stuff they say.
Yeah.
Hoping it gets...
you look at the numbers, folks, and you'll see Joe Biden is lying through his teeth.
Well, exactly. But here's the thing, too. Because you have these voters who are looking back on the Trump years with a little fondness now, as we might say, it really does put the Democrats in a bad position, especially if they want to go to somebody like a Hillary Clinton or some other candidate in 2024, because... Hillary Clinton or some other candidate could not simply come out and trumpet the success of the Biden administration. They can't run on a record. So they would be running. It just wouldn't make sense.
Well, before I go to the caller that's on the line, I want to finish this paragraph. This is a Democratic internal poll. Even more concerning for Democrats is the fact that a majority believe that Donald Trump was a better president than Joe Biden. Now, 56% of suburban voters in the poll said that they believe former President Trump was a better president than Joe Biden, while 44% say the beloved Biden was the better president. Now, that's a difference of 12 percentage points.
Right. That's significant.
And then amongst the surveyed voters who were labeled independent, 55% of them said they believed Trump was a better president, compared to 45% who said they believed Biden was a better president. That's an advantage of 10 points. Those are significant.
If they really are, and especially with the independents, because they help decide elections more than we know.
And to add insult to injury for both Joe Biden and Kamala Harris leading into the 2024 presidential election, overall results of the same poll showing a head-to-head match between Trump and Biden and Trump and Harris, that Trump leads them both by a double-digit margin.
It's just really something to see, you know. To see where we've come from since January 20th, 2021. Amazing.
Okay, let's go to the telephone line, and I think we got Ian on the line. Is that you, Ian?
Yeah, it sure is. I just want to throw out a few comments. I mean, I hear you guys talking, and it's great. You're saying, oh, the Republicans are going to win. They're going to win. It's going to be a landslide. Look, let's not get overconfident.
I don't think I've said that yet. I just said stating
numbers.
Well,
I mean, yeah, okay, but look. Never underestimate the Democrats' ability to steal Let's not think we're going into this. We got to fight like we're 20 points behind. That's the way it is because they have the built-in fraud advantage bumper that we have to overcome, and it's gotten worse. Okay, and another thing you asked, what can he do to salvage? The only thing I think he can do between now and November to turn it around is he can completely do a 180 like they did in Britain and Ireland and say, okay, COVID's over now. We'll lift all the restrictions. That's about the only thing I think he could do to salvage and maybe give him a chance to be competitive, meaning the Democrats.
Let me throw this out to you. What if he starts a war, if he gets into a war with Russia?
Let me tell you something. I personally don't believe that Joe Biden wants a war, but however, to paraphrase Obama, never underestimate the ability of Joe to blank things up.
Yep.
I think right now he's just doing schoolyard bully thing, and knowing Joe, he might get us into a war because he's stupid and he'll do it inadvertently. You follow me?
Yeah.
Like a kid playing with matches didn't really mean to set the fire. Okay?
I agree.
That's what I'm worried about.
I agree.
We're in no position to go get another war. Okay, thanks for taking my call.
All right. Yeah, I totally agree with that, Kyle, because Joe is just absolutely just sticking it in Putin's face. And Putin's not a dummy, okay? He's giving Joe Biden the opportunity to make a fool out of himself, which he is.
Right, yeah, and in many ways he's laying a trap for Joe Biden.
Sure.
Now, also this centers around the expansion of NATO, this kind of thing. So we're going to find out later this week sort of what the administration's answer is really going to be regarding their thoughts on expansion of NATO or at some point in the future Ukraine maybe ever getting into it. But that's off in the distance. But one of the things too, Captain, is that can you imagine what the news media and the liberal media would be doing if Joe Biden, if we were in some kind of conflict, they'd be talking every day about the commander-in-chief.
The great leader, Joe Biden. Follow the leadership of a great commander. Yeah, I know. I can hear it now. And I'd just be choking on my coffee.
Well, of course, but in their view, and I hope this never happens, obviously, but in their view, they would feel like, oh, this would really build up Biden. It would make him seem more presidential and decisive and powerful. And we don't need any of that.
We've had the discussions with some of our other callers about the nuclear possibility. And that is something that you have to think about because it could happen.
It's all bets could be off at that point. Yeah.
All right. Hold that thought. Okay, folks, we're coming back with more with Kyle Warren, the professor of politics, as we go to break. And if you want to give us a call, you're going to get the number right here, right now. So here we go.
This is Kyle Warren, the professor of politics. There's more of the Captain's America Third Watch coming up right after this short break. Stay right there.
G'day, I'm Jamel that works with Dr. Joel Wallach and the GCN team with Youngevity at teamg'day.com. By becoming an associate, you provide income for you and your family on your own hours while working from home. So contact me, Jamel, by filling in the contact box at teamg'day.com and I will get back to you personally and provide all the support you need to get started and build your Youngevity business. Teamg'day.com. Teamg'day.com.
What if you could cut your heating bills this winter with your existing wood-burning fireplace and not spend thousands doing it? You can with Great Wall of Fire Fireplace Grates. Our U.S.-patented, made-in-America Wall of Fire Grates increase fireplace efficiency, eliminate fireplace smoke problems, and come with a 30-day money-back guarantee. See our grates in action and get free shipping from walloffire.com or call 800-274-7364. Fireplace heat without fireplace smoke. Walloffire.com.
USA Radio News.
Ukrainians are preparing for a worst-case scenario.
Ukrainian leaders Tuesday sought to reassure the nation that a feared invasion from neighboring Russia was not imminent, as another shipment of American military equipment arrived this morning. Canada has sent financial support to Ukraine to shore up its defenses. Ukraine's former ambassador to Canada, Andrei Shevchenko, tells CBC Canada his country is calm in making preparations for the worst outcome.
Territorial defense system, which is designed to absorb people, civilians who are ready to defend the country. So I think people are getting ready for different scenarios, and we're ready to fight for every house and every street if necessary.
From the West Coast USA Radio News Bureau, I'm Lance Pry.
Pfizer and BioNTech announced Tuesday they would test an Omicron-specific vaccine candidate in healthy adults ages 18 to 55. You're listening to USA Radio News.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
What if people always acted the same way they do when they're driving their cars?
Good morning, Mrs. Blanchard. How may I help you?
I'd like to cash this check.
Sure.
I'll just get my pen.
Come
here.
On, lady. Get a move on.
Goodness.
Where'd you learn to bank anyway?
Ooh.
Whoa. Don't you give me that look.
It sure wouldn't be a very friendly place.
What kind of candy do you want, sweetie?
This. No, this.
Pick something already. Come on, honey. We're holding people up. How about this kind?
No.
What is the matter with you people? If you're not going to do something, I am. Get out of my way.
Every day, drivers and their families all across the country are killed on the roadways because of road rage.
Wasn't it a beautiful wedding?
Oh, yes, Mimi. Such a lovely couple.
Excuse me, is this the receiving line?
Yes, it is.
Hey, he cut in line.
I'm a friend of the bride. Do you know the
group? Hey, pal, you cut in line.
Buzz off.
Oh, yeah?
He hit that nice man.
That'll teach you to cut in line, you jerk.
Stop this senselessness of road rage. It's time we all drive with the same courtesy we extend to people in the rest of our lives. A message from the AAA Foundation for Traffic Safety.
You're listening to the Captain's America Third Watch, heard live right here on this station from 2 to 6 a.m. Eastern Time, overnight Monday through Saturday. Call 877-969-8600 and tell us what's on your mind.
Well, thank you very much. Welcome back to the Captain's America Third Watch. This portion of the program brought to you by my friends over at Relief Factor. Remember, Relief Factor is something that I take religiously and have been for the last 7 years. I was up at Moss Nissan yesterday in Newport Richey talking about some things that we'll be doing here in the not-too-distant future that you'll be hearing about on the program, and looking forward to that, by the way. Of course, they are the flagship sponsor for my radio show, and this radio studio is named after Moss Family Automotive. That's all the dealerships that they have. Now, Relief Factor is part of an integrated health plan that helps my body reduce inflammation over time. Now, the best results that I get out of it is the pain reduction, the swelling, and the inflammation that I go through with my left leg and ankle and foot. Now, the combination of the ingredients, all natural, turmeric, resveratrol, icarin, and omega-3, helps to support the body's natural response to inflammation. Now, it even lowers or eliminates pain associated with whatever the problem is you've got going on. And, for example, the other day on Saturday, when it was just chilling cold out here with a wind and rain coming down, and you talk about arthritis weather, that was it. My shoulder was aching, my wrist was aching, my back was aching, so I took an extra dosage of Relief Factor, and within 20 minutes, it stopped. It stopped. And if it'll work for me with the problems I got, it'll sure as hell work for you. So, it's 100% drug-free, 100% botanical and fish oil product. The ingredients in it are good for you. And all you got to do is go to the website they gave me, relieffactor.com/captain. That's relieffactor.com/captain. It's $19.95 for the 3-week quick start. Give it a try. And if it works, fine. No pain, no gain. Away you go. And you can get on the regular monthly program where it'll send you the product every month. Otherwise, you just say, nope, I don't need to have it. I'll order it when I need to have it, which people do. ReliefFactor.com/captain. ReliefFactor.com/captain. Get on the $19.95 3-week quick start program. Give it a shot. See what it'll do for you. Okay, back to Kyle Warren, a professor of politics. Hey, Kyle.
Hey, Captain.
Now, LJ chimed in, and I guess she wants to let us know that we aren't the only ones that are chilling or have some chilling temperatures. She says, it's bitter cold here in Michigan, 10 degrees, and our gas went down a little to $3.14 a gallon. Well, LJ, our gas went up $0.20 a gallon in the last couple of days to $3.35 a gallon around the Tampa Bay area. There are still a few stations that haven't gotten the new delivery of gas that are around $3.15 to $3.19, but very few. You got to work hard to find them.
Well, right. Well, of course, gas here in California continues to be sky high.
I bet.
Get this, Captain. Yeah, and get this. If you are one of the 12,000 people in California who have a hydrogen-powered car, you're having a hard time finding hydrogen for that now. People are waiting in lines for a long period of time, and in some cases, having their hydrogen-powered vehicles towed to the filling station. So it's tough all over.
And by the way, LJ, it is certainly warmer down here in Florida. Truck on south. Just point that car of yours south. We're down here, you know, south, S-O-U-T-H, south. Oh, all right. I got to talk about a story that broke last night. And actually, this is kind of a sad story, considering what we're going to talk about. The U.S. Coast Guard launched a search for 39 people reported missing when a boat capsized off the coast of Florida, the east coast of Florida, in a suspected human smuggling venture. Now, the Coast Guard in Miami said it received a report from a Good Samaritan who rescued a man clinging to a capsized vessel approximately 45 miles east of the Fort Pierce Inlet. Now, this happens a lot. People will come across from over there and just come in, drop people off, and it's gone again. Now, the survivor said the boat had left Bimini in the Bahamas, which is the extreme western end of the Bahamas, on Saturday night, but encountered rough weather and then capsized. And according to the survivor, nobody on the boat was wearing a life jacket. Well, good luck finding them, right?
Right.
And, of course, the Coast Guard, air and surface asset crews are actively searching for people in the water. They believe it's a suspected human smuggling venture, and things are not looking good. This is not the first time this has happened, because on Friday, ironically, 32 people were rescued after a boat capsized some 5 miles west of Bimini in another suspected human smuggling attempt, according to the Coast Guard and the Royal Bahamas Defense Forces.
That's just, again, very sad. Human trafficking is a major problem. In fact, Captain, as we come up on the Super Bowl that's going to be played in Los Angeles at SoFi Stadium, there's already issues where there's human trafficking, an increase they expect in it because of all of the issues that come along with hosting such a major event like that. And also, Captain, we can, I think, say that the Biden administration obviously doesn't do hardly anything about this in general because of the open borders, and there's so much human trafficking coming across the land borders. It's a terrible, terrible thing.
Now, in lieu of the police officers that have been killed in New York City, right and right on time is Mayor Adams, who yesterday urged the city to turn its pain into purpose with a fresh assault on gun violence. Now, keep in mind, this has to do with the city where the healthy future is not one with ever-rising levels of mayhem on its streets. Now, Adams has also just activated the plainclothes NYPD detective unit that was disbanded to get this done. And this needs to be done. Plus, they've got a special unit that's going to be out on the streets, readily identifiable as NYPD, so that they know when they see them that they are looking at police officers, not John Q. Public Citizen trying to make a citizen's arrest.
Well, right. It's the only way to go. And, you know, we hope that Mayor Adams just has a lot of success with trying to claw back New York City. I mean, honestly, Captain, we've seen our America's city, New York City, you know, go up and down over the years. But it's just a terrible tragedy. And also, when you have some of the activists, as it were, saying things like, you know, there could be bloodshed or there would be bloodshed if...
That was BLM.
That's right. If they brought back the policing techniques that have worked in the past, this is a recipe for some real conflict. But what do? You can't simply give up the city. You have to be able to establish law and order.
Exactly. And you can't put up with this nonsense that's out there that's causing our cities to be in such turmoil. We just can't do it. We have to crack down and we got to get this done. And when the time to do it is now.
Well, of course. Of course, because literally every day that's wasted is another day that criminals mm-hmm. get a foothold. And by the way, criminals come in all shapes and sizes and ethnicities and backgrounds and races. You know, this is the difference. It's like you mentioned earlier, Captain, about the war between good and evil. Where
yep.
there are people in the world who want to do evil. And how do we overcome evil? We overcome it with good. And we have the good people, no matter what they look like or their ethnic background or what have you. It's about ideas, and it's about the rule of law. It's just that simple.
Now, just a month ago, Joe Biden was polling at 53% when it came to being a strong and decisive leader. Do you know what he's polling at right now in that same poll?
I know that it's cratered, I'm sure.
37% of Americans view Biden as a strong and decisive leader. 37%. Dropped 16 points.
Well, you know, I think that I speak for a lot of people listening to the program right now, Captain, that say, what is wrong with this 37%?
Yeah.
What else do they think? I mean, you know, that's kind of scary now.
Yeah. Also, the number of encounters with migrants trying to enter the U.S. illegally at the southwest border and coming from countries other than Mexico and the Northern Triangle have hit a new record high in December. Almost 80,000 people, more than 10 times higher than the same month in each of the previous 4 years, coming in from other countries around the world.
Well, anyone watching this, Captain, as we are, and as so many people are, the Biden administration would have a real tough time trying to dispel the notion that, you know, all this is destabilizing. All of this is, leading to some other kind of a thing that is simply not going to be good for our country. It's not about not having immigration or not being able to come to the shining city on the hill, but it's what the Biden administration, their ilk, the Politburo, call it what you want, they know that this helps them somehow with their power, and it's just terrible.
You betcha. Hold that thought. Okay, folks? We're coming back with more in our Truckers Highway and Bible Report. And wait till we tell you what's fixing to go up the East Coast, probably starting Friday.
This is Kyle Warren, the professor of politics. There's more of the Captain's America Third Watch coming up right after this short break. Stay right there.
No matter if supply lines are down, product deliveries are slow, and that most everything costs more these days. You still have neck and shoulder pain, right? Good news. Sunny Bay has new products that target neck and shoulder pain. Products that are in stock now, ready to ship anywhere now. Like our extra long neck heating pads. They provide soothing relief to painful sore necks and backs. You can heat them in a microwave oven, and they come in a variety of colors and patterns. And for stress relief, get our lavender scented
hands-free neck wraps. Or maybe you need one of our smaller lower back wraps. Great for seniors. Again, there's no shipping delays from Sunny Bay. Find our new products on Amazon, Walmart, Etsy, and sunny-bay.com. Just search for Sunny Bay neck wraps. All our products are great for men or women, are reusable, and easy to clean. Remember, just search for Sunny Bay neck wraps. Order now because stock is high and shipping is fast from Sunny Bay.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, veterinarian and naturopathic physician. The Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy with an important message. Take charge of your health. Do not continue to blindly follow the system that has failed us all. I appreciate GCN listeners because you're open-minded and intelligent. If our system is so great, why is it that the United States, the USA, ranks nearly 60th worldwide in longevity and number one in obesity? All the while we spend more money than all the other countries combined annually on unnecessary health care procedures and toxic drugs. It doesn't take much to get on track, not with the government or pharmaceutical companies, but rather you in control of your own health with a basic understanding of nutrition and supplementation. FDI Longevity has the finest quality health, sports, and energy supplements available. GCN listeners are invited to join our team of people who want to stay healthy well into old age. We are currently looking for specialists to represent FDI Longevity and save America. To buy products at wholesale prices or join our business team, go to GCNteam.com. That's GCNteam.com. Support GCN. Get healthy.
Are you afraid to go to the mailbox because of letter after letter from the IRS? Are they stacking on more and more penalties and interest? By now, you know the problem won't go away on its own. Don't let the IRS chase you to your grave with penalties and interest and liens and levies. You need real help now. I'm Dan Pilla. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I help thousands of people solve tax problems they thought couldn't be solved. I can help you too. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com. Danpilla.com.
I am a non-attorney spokesperson representing a team of lawyers who've helped people that have been injured or wronged. Have you been diagnosed with cancer? Are you one of the millions who have taken Zantac or other generic versions of this popular drug to help treat stomach issues? Then pay close attention to this message. The FDA said it detected low levels of a probable cancer-causing chemical known as NDMA in Zantac and other generic forms of this popular drug. They've banned sales and even removed it from the market. If you've been diagnosed with cancer and you've taken Zantac or a generic equivalent, call the legal helpline now. You could receive a free cash award and have your medical expenses covered. And there's no upfront cost to you. They only get paid if you win. So please call now. 800-998-7173. 800-998-7173. 800-998-7173. That's 800-998-7173.
Hi, this is Donna Fiducia.
And I'm Don Newen with Cowboy Logic Radio. When we're traveling the highways across America, we want to hear the captain, Matt Bruce, and his Truckers Highway and Weather Report.
Always on top of things to help America's truckers roll. That's why we listen to the Captain's America Third Watch with retired Captain Matt Bruce live at 2 a.m. Eastern Time. Be safe and keep it between the lines.
Home.
from the redneck girls like me. Hell yeah!
Hell yeah!
Victoria's Secret. Well, their stuff's real nice. Oh, but I can buy the same damn thing on a Walmart shelf half price. It still looks sexy. Just as sexy as those models on TV. No, I don't need no designer tag. A little too hardcore, but in my neck of the woods, I'm just a girl next door. Hey, I'm a redneck woman, I ain't no high-class broad. I'm just a product of my range, and I say, hey, y'all, and hee-haw. And I keep my Christmas lights on my front porch all year long. And I know all the words to every Tanya Tucker song. So here's to all my sisters out there keeping it country. Let me hear the big hell yeah from the redneck girls like me. Hell yeah!
Hell yeah, that's right. That's Gretchen Wilson. I like that song, Kyle.
I love it.
Yeah, and I had that queued up. Yeah, and I had that queued up earlier in the day because of what's going on. And by the way, for the people that send me music and wait till the show starts to send me, well, I'd like to hear so and so. Doesn't work that way. You might hear what you send me a day or two later because we can't just queue something up in the middle of what we got going on here. That's not the way it works because I am the board operator.
That's right.
Yeah, and it does not work that way. It screws everything up if I try to do that. It takes, you know, the rhythm, the continuity out of the show and all that stuff. Well, let's see, Kyle. Going to be a little calm midweek around the countryside. However, all hell's going to break loose this winter. We got us another winter storm going to go up the East Coast starting sometime Friday. It's going to be a nor'easter, and it could also be one of those big cyclone bomb deals because of what's coming across from the west to the east. And if they catch up together and go up the East Coast at the same time, we could be talking about feet of snow instead of inches of snow in some of the big cities up in the Northeast.
That's exactly right. Yeah, so we've got to hunker down.
Tell us what's going on out west.
Well, thank you, Captain. Okay, out west tonight, folks, we're going to start in New Mexico. So if you're coming across I-40, for example, if you're going to be heading out east from Tucumcari and heading on into Texas, you've got some active snow going on right now, some light snow, but snow nevertheless, so you want to be aware of that. Also, a little bit east out of Albuquerque, looks like they've got some snow there, too. And as you head up I-25 into the Santa Fe area, you've got sleet and also some snow in the area. And then if you're heading west out of Albuquerque, you're definitely going to run into sleet, but also snow around the area of Grants. So be aware of that tonight. Also, we have some different winter weather advisories to tell you about. If you're heading out from Colorado towards Kansas on I-70, you've got a dense fog advisory. So truckers, beware of that, and that's going to stretch on over into Kansas as well. Then in southern Wyoming, high wind warnings there along I-80, and also winter weather advisory looks like in that area. No, pardon me, a wind chill factor in that area around Laramie as you head out towards Elk Mountain on I-80. Also, in our passes tonight, talk about getting your fuel right, Captain. Donner Pass is at 22 degrees. It's clear, but it's cold. Also, Cabbage Hill, I should say, 27 degrees, but they continue to have the ground fog and spots of ice, so that means that fog can be freezing fog, so be very aware of that and be very careful. The freezing fog continues around Walla Walla as well, maybe a little east of there, I should say. Also, Seattle, Washington, dense fog advisory right now, and as you begin to head down Interstate 5, looks like that's all turning into an air stagnation advisory, but just be aware of that and be careful out there.
Okay, let me straighten out New Mexico a little bit, folks, because from Amarillo West all the way over to the west of Albuquerque, Grants, New Mexico, is where the giant truck stop is, which is in the middle of the Navajo Reservation, and they have an oil refinery there, which is how come they sell oil and gasoline products and whatnot right there at that truck stop. They have an advantage. Now, you will run into snow. There is a winter storm warning south
of Albuquerque, in the mountains just south of Albuquerque, so be advised of that. And then in Texas, the snow that Kyle was referring to is all south of Amarillo, Lubbock and Plainview, and on down to Midland, and then also skirts of the Mexican border down there to Ruidoso, the Indian Reservation down there, and into the higher elevations just to the east of El Paso. Now, moving over to the east, let's go up to North Dakota, South Dakota. The eastern third of North Dakota, the northeastern corner of South Dakota, bitter cold temperatures again. Minnesota, they're just downright freezing up there. George has run out of firewood, so he's saying send wood. and then in Wisconsin, the eastern one-third of Wisconsin, bitter cold temperatures. Iowa, bitter cold temperatures. The northern part of Illinois, bitter cold temperatures. Indiana, bitter cold temperatures. We got winds off the upper lakes and the upper or up Superior, off Superior, and Huron up there with snow up there along the west side of Michigan again from Traverse City south down to I-94. And then we got a little bit of snow starting to kick in around Lake Erie, Lake Ontario. We've got very cold temperatures in upstate New York tonight, as well as Vermont. Be advised of that. We do have this system that came through Florida today that started to move across the northern part of Florida that's going to redevelop and draw moisture out of the Gulf of Mexico and slowly work its way up the coastline of the east coast of America. Right now, you're going to have winds and some rain all the way, let's see, from the west coast of Florida around Big Bend over to Jacksonville on up to Savannah. And that will continue to move along slowly as the storm that it's going to be starts to develop. Now, the only question is whether or not this other system that's coming from west to east catches up to it between now and Friday. And if it does, then we're going to have a real humdinger going up the east coast, aren't we, Kyle?
That's exactly right.
So people need to be aware, the truckers north-south on I-95, on I-81, traveling I-77, I-26, I-55, all those routes, traditional north-south routes, I-65 too, you need to be aware that you could have something impeding your forward progress over the weekend called a snowstorm.
Exactly, yes.
All right, tell us about the pilot and Flying J.
All right, folks, when you're out in the highways and byways of the land, be sure to stop into the Pilot or Flying J nearest you. You can go to pilotflyingj.com, use their locations function, and find the location nearest you. And when you drive in, be sure to join the Drivers Club and start earning points. You can also use the My Rewards Plus app, which you can download at pilotflyingj.com, to track your points, get other offers as well. You won't be sorry, because you're going to start earning points on everything that you buy, the fuel, the food, and the supplies that you buy, and you can use it for all kinds of great stuff at the Pilot and Flying J. Also, be sure to get a great cup of coffee. We think that you'll agree it's the best cup of coffee on the interstate, bar none.
Especially when you can't find any anywhere else.
Well, it's good, though. It's good.
Absolutely. All right, folks, we'll be right back with more Kyle Warren 2 coming back right after this break. Top of the hour news. Stations get a chance to pay a few bills of their own. Don't go anywhere. We are coming back with more on the Captain's America Third Watch, coast to coast, border to border, and all around the world on the Internet and satellite, too.
This is Kyle Warren, the professor of politics. There's more of the Captain's America Third Watch coming up right after this short break. Stay right there.
We've entered a time where sky truly is the limit and opportunity awaits. The Internet has become a platform of everyone's worldwide communications. Billionaires building businesses on platforms that didn't even exist a generation ago. But in the sea of noise, how can the voice of your business be heard? The secret is over 100 years old. Radio. 228% more effective than TV. That's 228% more effective than television. Brick and mortar and cyber businesses alike have found radio to be the most effective for building a brand and delivering customers. Learn the secrets of radio advertising by calling 877-996-4327 or email advertise@gcnlive.com. That's advertise@gcnlive.com. www.thecaptainsamerica.com.